This is episode 1699. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you get ready to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are as you meditate. In today's episode, we continue along with our series on love. And this is a series with a focus on love that you have for those people who are familiar in your lives, family members, friends, neighbors. It's not about romantic love. It's about the affection you feel for even things in your life that are familiar. Maybe your favorite comfortable sweater or a scent that reminds you of home or of happy memories. And these are features in your life that make up the very fabric of your life. And we've been following along with the insight of C.S. Lewis in his book, Four Loves. And the first love he talks about is this familiar love. He says that this familiar love builds the foundation for love in your life. And this is from chapter 3 of his book, The Four Loves, and it's titled Affection. Before I guide you in today's meditation technique, which is a breathing technique, one of the most powerful techniques you could do to instantly calm your mind and body, I will share with you first some insight from C.S. Lewis's book. So, as he talks about affection, he mentions that affection has its own criteria. He says its objects have to be familiar. We can sometimes point to the very day and hour when we fell in love or began a new friendship. But I doubt if we'll ever catch affection beginning. To become aware of it is to become aware that it has already been going on for some time. To use the old term of affection is significant. The dog barks at strangers who have never done any harm, and it wags its tail for old acquaintances, even if they never did it a good turn. The child will love a crusty old gardener who has hardly ever taken any notice of it, and shrink from the visitor who's making every attempt to win its regard. But it must be an old gardener, one who has always been there. The short but seemingly immemorial, always of childhood. C.S. Lewis goes on to explain that affection is the humblest love. It gives itself no airs. People can be proud of being in love or a friendship, but affection is modest. He says that it usually needs absence of bereavement to set us praising those to whom only affection binds us. We take them for granted, and this taking for granted, which is an outrage in erotic or romantic love, is here, right and proper, up to a point. It fits the comfortable, quiet nature of the feeling. Affection would not be affection if it was loudly and frequently expressed. To produce it in public is like getting your household furniture out for a move. It did very well in its place, but it looks rather shabby or tawdry or grotesque in the sunshine. Affection almost slinks or seeps through our lives. It is the soft slippers, old clothes, old jokes, the thump of a sleepy dog's tail on the kitchen floor. So think about the affection, this special familiar love that you've always had in your life, even if you didn't consider it as such. You might think of a neighbor who you would pass on a regular basis on your way to school when you're growing up, or a pet, or the smell of some meal your family would eat, even if you didn't like the meal. It's familiar to you, or jokes you've told 100 times. And as you do, let go of grievances you may have, because sometimes those most familiar to us can become the most distant from us as time goes by and we develop people of our own choosing to fill our lives, and romantic love to take over the familiar love. But these familiar affections, as C.S. Lewis states in his book, are always with you and become more cherished when they are lost through death. So, as you settle yourself down, your breathing technique for today, as I mentioned, is one that will help you calm your mind and body. If you'd like the full guided meditation, you can find that on my Sip and Om meditation app. There you can try the app for 2 weeks, free access to the full app, and over 1,700 guided meditations there. You also get a journal for each week's series customized for that theme we're exploring. This week it's a love and affection journal. And you also get a slowdown guide with the different techniques I share every day, organized for you to do when you need to de-stress. So the Sip and Om meditation app, if you want to go a little more deeply with this week's series. As you settle yourself down now, begin to relax your mind and your body, keeping your eyes gently uplifted to keep your thoughts uplifted. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose, bringing your breath inward and upward. And as you exhale, release your breath. As you release tension, keeping your stomach soft, not sucking it in. Bring to mind what is familiar to you, that familiar affection you have for people, for places, for things in your life. Bring to mind one familiar memory. And as you do so, inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale love. Feel the love you have for this special affection, this familiarity that is part of the fabric of your life. Feel it coursing through your veins as you inhale. And as you exhale, send out peace and goodwill to those people, places, and things in your life that are most familiar. Continue this breathing technique for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, and then sit in stillness, absorbing the beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.